Governor Patrick was led by students through the Silvio Conti Community School in Pittsfield, where he met with students, teachers, and administrators.
Well, it's nice to meet you all. Everybody working hard?
Yes.
You doing lots of reading?
Yes.
Very important. Don't forget to read at home, too. And grow your teeth back.
The governor also addressed the challenges schools in gateway cities like the Conti Community School face every day, with many students from low-income households and many studying English as a second language.
We know, as well as we're doing in this Commonwealth, being number one in the nation in student achievement, that there's still some kids we're leaving behind. And my budget on the education side is about investing in strategies we know work to make sure that we're not leaving any of that talent behind.
The governor's fiscal year 2014 budget seeks to dedicate $550 million towards new investments in education. A focus would be placed on improving access to early childhood programs. The governor hopes to eliminate the 30,000 student waiting list, aged from birth to 5 years, seeking services. Currently, 671 students from Pittsfield are on the wait list. Principal of the Conti Community School, Anna Stina Wardlaw, said that one of her primary needs for funding is to extend pre-K education.
What I'm looking for is extending our pre-K program. Right now it's only open to a very select four-year-old group. What I think aligns with my vision and the governor's budget is expanding the preschool program to include three-year-olds and four-year-olds and open it up to any student that could participate in that program.
On his tour, Governor Patrick visited several classrooms, interacted with students, and took part in classroom activities with students from kindergarten to fifth grade. Principal Wardlaw said that she was appreciative of the governor's visit.
To them, it's showing them that they're important, that they mean something, and to never forget, just having that visual is so, so important.
Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield attended the tour. He said that the debate in the Senate will not focus on whether the need is there for the governor's education investments, but on how to fund them.
And so now our debate in the legislature is not whether we should do it, but how we should do it. What's the right path to get there? And I think reasonable people can disagree on the path, but you can't disagree on the goal.
The governor's budget calls for a 1 percentage point increase in the state's income tax, paired with other adjustments to the tax code, including a decrease in the sales tax to pay for a $2 billion investment in education and transportation. Currently, the State House of Representatives is debating its own budget. Democratic Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier said that while she believes the income tax is the most fair way to raise revenue, many other members of the House are not as supportive. Bouvier said that many are considering gas tax hikes to raise the money. But that's an idea she disagrees with.
You can't tax people in the Berkshires the same way you tax people in Boston when it comes to the gas tax, because we don't have the public transportation options that they have in Boston. And so I really think that we have to fight to protect the people of the Berkshires from the gas tax.
The House will submit its budget in the coming weeks, where it will be taken into consideration with the governor's plan by the Senate Committee on Ways and Means. The Senate will then release their own budget proposal. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.